This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration says Haitian refugees are being sent back to Haiti, thousands have been released into the United States, undercutting the Biden administration's public statements. Haitians have been freed on a, quote, very, very large scale, end quote, in recent days. That's according to one U.S. official who put the figure in the thousands. The official with direct knowledge of operations was not authorized to discuss the matter. A body found Sunday in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito, according to the Teton County coroner. The coroner's initial determination of the cause of death is homicide. Sweetheart since childhood, the boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is on the run in an unusual powerful tremor for Australia. A magnitude 5.9 earthquake caused slight damage in suburban Melbourne on Wednesday. Geoscience Australia is reporting the quake hit about 80 miles northeast of Australia's second most populous city, near the town of Mansfield, USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Congress passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the U.S. government through December 3rd and suspend the nation's borrowing limit until the end of 2022. It's now being sent to the Senate, where Republicans have vowed to block it. The House vote was 220 to 211 along party lines, and it was unclear how soon the Senate would act. There's been a fire at the Superdome in New Orleans. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The roof of the Superdome in New Orleans caught fire on Tuesday as crews prepared a section to be repainted. The New Orleans Fire Department says the blaze was quickly controlled, but one person was transported to the hospital with minor burns. Superdome officials say that the damage to the roof appears minimal and that they don't expect it to delay the Saints' return to the building for their first home game of the season. The damage from Hurricane Ida caused their season opener to be moved to Jacksonville. They're scheduled to play their first game of the season in the Dome on October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden delivered his first speech to the United Nations Tuesday morning. The critics say he was weak on China by not mentioning the atrocities of the CCP and bowing down to climate change. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News.
Certainly not from Joe Biden and the Democrats, but you're right, this speech was a disgrace at the United Nations. Joe Biden walked into the United Nations and slapped a giant kick me sign on Uncle Sam's back. And in particular, as it relates to China, he bent over backwards to conciliate and appease the Chinese Communist Party. He said we don't seek a new Cold War. Well, China has been waging a Cold War against America and our workers and our military for decades. So the question is not whether we seek one. The question is whether or not we will fight back in it. Yet Joe Biden wouldn't even say the word China. He's apparently too scared to even mention China's name in a speech addressed to the world's leaders. What kind of signal does that send to them? What kind of signal does it send to the leaders of Beijing? I can tell you what they're doing right now. They're laughing at Joe Biden.
Human rights violator President Xi of China, via translator, uses America's woke crowd talking points.
We need to pursue dialogue and inclusiveness over confrontation and exclusion. We need to build a new type of international relations based on mutual respect equity, justice, and win-win cooperation.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, breaking news here from the New York Post. Elvira comes out as gay. I thought we were already past all that. I mean, is everybody already, I mean, whoever is gay, I mean, are you out? I mean, you know, but this is the big news, I guess, maybe because it's kind of the pre-Halloween deal, because Elvira, you know, when I was in Los Angeles radio, she was a local, regional star and associated with Halloween. And of course she did her hosting of, you know, scary movies on the local channel there. And, you know, and here it is, I guess, you know, it's like it, man. I mean, we've got serious issues all over the place, but I guess the New York Post for them, you know, the real big headline for them today is that Elvira comes out as gay. You know, go figure where we are. Of all the things that we can talk about and discuss, I guess that's one that we just can't possibly omit. Speaking of historical events, and things that are really noteworthy and that expand our intelligence. Bill Fetter joins us now. Bill, of course, is the historian, our favorite historian. And we're going to be talking about one of the six founding fathers to sign both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good here, talking about the things of substance. You know, there's quite the attack on our Constitution because there's a little sleight of hand going on. If you're listening to the chatter that comes out of the Beltway, Nancy Pelosi started to introduce last week this new narrative that capitalism is bad. You know, this needs to be reformed. And so this is, you know, what we're starting to hear as the socialists and Marxists are taking over our government, and their desire is, and their end game is to replace it with a dependent class, hence the open borders and all this illegal immigration coming into a zip code near you.
Right. Well, I do want to point out there's two different kinds of of capitalism. One is the small guy, you and me, the people that open up a business to, you know, mow lawns or have a restaurant or whatever. The other is big globalist capitalism. And that's where you have, like, the wealthy politicians that funnel money from the government to their family members, that exempt themselves from rules and that, you know, collude with China or with the Ukraine, that, you know, one of these recently saw the government wanting to spend an unbelievable amount of money to help climate change in third world countries. And I have to tell people, having been involved with politics for going on 30 years, whenever you see that, all it is, it's funneling money from the government to some corrupt leaders in some corrupt small countries that will funnel it right back to those exact politicians. I mean, that's what the whole Hunter Biden thing was, billions of dollars to Ukraine, mm-hmm. to a corrupt Ukrainian leader that funnels it right back to the Biden. That's what the Clinton Foundation was.
Exactly.
Funneling money to Haiti, but it goes to a corrupt politician. It goes right back to the Clinton Foundation. So when you see lots of money going to climate change worldwide, all it is going to go to some corrupt leader and go right back into those politicians' pockets, but it's called laundered. And,
yes.
But that type of capitalism that is corrupt. And mm-hmm. so these globalists, the George Soros types that are willing to, they have no problem working together with socialist and communist countries and corrupt leaders. But capitalism for the small guy and mm-hmm. the patriotic businesses, that's good. And that mm-hmm. empowers the individual.
Nancy Pelosi isn't talking about the everyman's capitalism. She's, and I dare say that she's, although the Democrats are known to self-indict, so they'll tell you what they're doing beforehand if you listen. But I don't think she has a heart toward the everyman capitalist, does she?
No. You look at a whole lot of people that, have relations that, I don't know, the governor of California, Nancy Pelosi, different. They'll always funnel money to their family and friends' businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually goes through a couple holding companies.
Mm-hmm.
So that it takes a little digging to trace it, but it's a whole lot of favors. I remember talking to one congressman, and he said how they have insider trading laws. But these congressmen, of both parties, unfortunately,
right.
will vote to extend some pharmaceutical drug manufacturing monopoly for another 15 years. Mm-hmm. And then they'll all go out and invest in that pharmaceutical company.
Right.
Because when it becomes public, the price of it will go up. And so this mm-hmm. is like not just insider trading. They're the ones that do it on
yes.
the side, and they're profiting from it.
Well, up until 3 years ago, they were blatant and getting away with it. Peter Schweitzer wrote about it. And which was amazing to me, Bill, and you're very well aware of this. The ethics committee, you know, okayed insider trading. It was okay for them to do it. Nancy Pelosi, her and her husband, she was on the banking committee, I guess, and had some special preferred Visa stock that she turned around in 3 weeks and made over $100,000 just like that. And this stuff is routine. I mean, she is the queen of quid pro quo. I mean, she was talking about Donald Trump all the time about quid pro quo. She should know. She's the queen of it. And they've got it down. It's a simple science. And even though the ethics committee said, okay, look, we can't be that blatant anymore. Let's just back off. We're not going to do insider trading. But to your point, they just find other ways to get around it. And, because you can't stay on top of it all the time, because this is their full-time job. Their full-time job is getting reelected and picking and taking advantage of any of the people's breadcrumbs that are out there. And especially like right now, I mean, they are licking their chops, Bill. When you got trillions of dollars falling out of the Treasury like it is, the people's money, the Clintons, all these, they're like buzzards on the wire just looking at all that money. If it goes to Haiti, then all of a sudden you got Bill Clinton down there. He's in Haiti and he's making friends with everybody. He's glad shaking and with one hand and the other hand, he's got it in their back pocket taking their money.
Yeah, it's one of these phenomenons that, Lenin said you have to get rid of the middle class. He called them the bourgeoisie.
Mm-hmm.
You have to grind them out of existence between the two millstones of taxation and inflation. And you thought, well, why would you want to get rid of the middle class? Because socialism is a ruling class and a ruled class.
Mm-hmm.
There's no room for a middle class because the middle class can pool their money and challenge the ruling class.
Right.
So what we're seeing is the implementation of socialism, and it's the evaporation, the eradication of the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
When you tax them, take away their money, but also inflation. Because all of the savings that people have saved up, when you create trillions of dollars, the same amount of goods are out there, same amount of properties out there, but now there's more dollars chasing the same amount of goods, the price of those goods will skyrocket, and people on that are on a fixed income at some point are going to not be able to survive, and they're going to go to the government to say help.
Exactly.
Because I'll help. We're just going to take your 401ks and all your retirement, and they're not worth anything now with the inflation, and we'll promise to give you your Social Security check. And then they'll say, oh, you want to continue to get your check? Well, you got to get a shot. Matter of fact, you got to get a booster shot every year. Matter of fact, you got to let us re-edit your entire immune system. Oh, yeah, and if there's guns in your house, you got to give up these guns. Oh, and this and that. And once people are dependent on the government for their very livelihood, then that's a backdoor into socialism. It's called the Clausewitz strategy, the Great Reset. And
well, we got to go to break. We've got more from Bill Fetter after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Just haven't seen it yet.
tell you, the powers to be and the forces that are coming against a free government like ours are hoping that we would lose hope. But, you know, Bill Federer, the thing about a revival is that in whatever form, you know, you can have a religious revival, you can have a institutional revival, government revival. It really points to the fact that at some point you revived. I mean, you were doing really well. And this is the case with our country. If we had not experienced liberty all these years and appreciated the U.S. Constitution and our Declaration of Independence, had sent our sons and daughters to defend our freedoms, our grandparents, our parents before as well, then the game would be easier, you know, for those on the left. But the fact of the matter is they've been moving along for well over 100 years, and the noose is tightening around the throats, particularly of the middle class, and we're being choked off, and these freedoms are being ripped away from us. And, of course, COVID right now has just been the perfect ingredient to allow them to get away with so much and to destroy our liberties along the way, hasn't it?
Well, it has. And, you know, I put together a book. It's called Who is the King in America? And it's an overview of 6,000 years of world history, mm-hmm. and how they're all kings and pharaohs and Caesars and Kaisers and Sultans. And as the centuries go on, the kingdoms get bigger because with military advancements, the king can kill more people. And with technological advancements, they can track more people. And you say track? Yeah, it was interesting. Augustus Caesar wanted to have a worldwide tracking system. It was called a census. If he could have had access to 5G and, you know, tracking satellites and cell phones and social credit scores, he would have done that. Mm-hmm. And so when America comes along, we broke away from the most powerful king on the planet, the King of England. We flipped it and made the people the king. And so what happened in America is really unique. Our founders, for all their faults, gave you a present. And that present is you get to be in charge of your life, and all of us together are in charge of the country. Unfortunately, in times of crises, people will trade freedom for security. And also in times of dependency, people will incrementally trade their freedom for a handout. And so these are two methods I talk about in a book called Socialism. And the subtitle is How the Deep State Capitalizes on Crises to Consolidate Control. But the COVID is the perfect crisis. Mm-hmm. And even Reagan, when he was governor of California, said that the it's easy to disguise socialism as a medical humanitarian project. And it's a tactic called seizing the moral high ground.
Mm-hmm.
Casinos do this. If a casino wants to move in and people don't want it, they'll cite statistics of crime going up. But if the casino can donate money to schools, they can seize the moral high ground and
right.
that they care about the children. And if you're not voting to expand casinos, you must hate the children. And so they want to present themselves as more caring health-wise. We
yes.
care more about people's health than you do. And unless you surrender your rights to your body and give us complete control of your entire lives, you must hate your family and hate your neighbor.
Exactly.
And they want to present themselves as more caring than you do, when really all they're doing is seizing power. There's a
exactly.
quote from Henry Mencken, 1956. He said, all those plans to save the world are really false faces for those that want to rule it.
Mm. Wow. And so here we are, to your point. Now the contention is between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Right?
Yeah, it's a sowing of division. I was reading. So people that are not familiar, Karl Marx came up with critical theory. And that's simply where you observe a country and all the groups, and you categorize them as victims and oppressors, haves and have-nots, ethnically,
right.
Bosnians, Croats, Serbs, religiously, Sunni, Shia, Orthodox, economically, racially, doesn't matter. And then you pit these groups into these categories and get them to fight each other. And in the confusion, you seize power. The British took over India this way. They'd give guns to one kingdom, guns to another kingdom, stir up animosities between them, and then when the bloodshed broke out, they'd conquer both. And the colonizers of the German and Belgian colonizers of the Congo did this. And everyone in the Congo saw themselves as one people group. Mm-hmm. But they measured their heights and measured their craniums, how big their heads were, and they would say, you're a Hutu and you're a Tutsi. They created artificial racial distinctions so that they could pit them against each other in
exactly
genocides, and then they would come in to restore order, but they would conquer both.
Yeah.
So this is the idea of you take a country that's united and say, okay, how can we break them up? I know, vaxxed and unvaxxed.
Yes.
And then we can begin to have those two be at attention with each other and have politicians give speeches and say, well, those people are spreading this COVID, you know, even though there's statistics that seem to indicate that the vaccinations may even make people more vulnerable.
But, well, that's what they're saying there. They're hiding the numbers that the numbers of people who are dying that have been vaccinated, according to a deeper study of VAERS, it's quite obvious. This is why the doctors have come out, you know, and why the CDC backed off on, you know, Joe Biden's, you know, plan to have everybody already starting to get booster shots. And, you know, they hit the brakes on it. And, you know, and you've got, you know, testimony right now in the short term that's allowed to happen. But the other thing that they've done, Bill, you know, to your point, is they've introduced, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a law, a policy that says that you cannot speak ill of, you know, your, in essence, your ideas are not welcome here. If they're not part of the general consensus, what we determine to be the general consensus, then you risk, you know, really cancellation. You risk loss of job and position and everything.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at how the source of COVID is ignored. Mm-hmm. I have a friend. He was on the board of University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and they knew about their scientist, Ralph Barrick, who for a decade has been doing coronavirus research with bats and gain of function. In other words,
right,
intentionally to make it more deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And when the heat got on, they moved the operation to Canada and then to Wuhan, China. And it's like, why would they do gain of function? Why would they make a virus more deadly intentionally? Well, if we can do it, our enemies can do it, and we need to have a response ready. Okay,
right.
Who could our enemy possibly be? Maybe China?
Yeah.
So the research over in China with
China,
the Chinese, if they're the ones we're supposed to be doing it against, it all falls apart.
This it really does.
An intentionally created bioterrorism, and everybody sort of ignores it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the deal for me. I've been going, wait a minute, this is just a way to get around, you know, the international community said, hey, no more biological warfare after World War II, right? That's it, no more. And so they find a way, again, the intelligentsia, say, okay, we won't call it biological warfare. We'll come up with this new term and call it gain of function. Ultimately, that's what it is. It's biological warfare. And but we can't talk about it because, oh, that's right, because if you, again, you listen to what Anthony Fauci says, and he's a gain of function guy. He promotes it, and he knew, see, and some of this stuff now is being talked about, but we've known this for several years, Bill. He had people there in Wuhan. He spent money, invested money there for the laboratory to build it out. Barack Obama said, hey, I'd rather you not do that. He went ahead and did it anyway. His people were there. They saw that they were reckless. They came back after about 18 months, reported back to Fauci. Hey, these guys are cowboys, man. There's going to be a problem here. So then the problem, you know, demonstrates itself, and what does he say? He's quiet. And he's advising then President Trump along these lines that protect the gain of function. And here it is. And we're so behind in attacking and coming against and defending ourselves against COVID. Thank you very much, Anthony Fauci. And he's all honor and glory and the god of science in this modern era right now.
Yeah, and I, you know, the head of the warp
Operation Warp Speed. Yeah, we got 30
Operation
seconds left, Bill. Go ahead.
Was Pence, and I'm wondering how much he knew about all this, and why didn't he have anything else to say? But, you know, James Wilson, you mentioned him at the beginning. He says, does man exist for the sake of government or government instituted for the sake of man?
Mm.
What was the primary principal institution of government? To acquire new security for those rights? And he goes on to say about the creator. And he says, we are told that in order to acquire security, we must surrender the great objects to be secured. So it's like, okay,
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration says Haitian refugees are being sent back to Haiti, thousands have been released into the United States, undercutting the Biden administration's public statements. Haitians have been freed on a, quote, very, very large scale, end quote, in recent days. That's according to one U.S. official who put the figure in the thousands. The official with direct knowledge of operations was not authorized to discuss the matter. A body found Sunday in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito, according to the Teton County Coroner. The coroner's initial determination of the cause of death is homicide. Sweetheart since childhood, the boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is on the run in an unusual powerful tremor for Australia. A magnitude 5.9 earthquake caused slight damage in suburban Melbourne on Wednesday. Geoscience Australia is reporting the quake hit about 80 miles northeast of Australia's second most populous city, near the town of Mansfield, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
His knowledge of history, and here it is. Look, at the reason that we study history is so that we don't reproduce the mistakes of the past, but as one said, because our memory is so lacking, we end up reproducing them. We just update it, do it with the current technology. We keep making the same mistakes, and it's a wonder. We're so silly. We think the gravity doesn't exist, so we got to get on the roof and fall off and hit the ground and get bruised up, break a leg or something, and go, ooh, that hurts. Yeah, I guess it does exist. So, case in point, we just keep on doing it. I guess we got to find out for ourselves. And here we are, finding out the hard way. First of all, a good number of us appreciate the Constitution. We appreciate the Declaration of Independence. We appreciate the freedoms that we have here in this country. But there's so many others because of this crisis, this COVID crisis, and how psychologically, we're being rewired to think, oh, my God, thank God for Joe Biden. If Joe Biden wasn't the president of the United States, did you see that survey? Wow, crazy. If he wasn't, the president of the United States, we would really be in a crisis, a true crisis on this COVID thing. And so you've got so many Americans surrendering their hard-fought liberties. The problem is that they didn't fight for them. I guess if you don't have any skin in the game and you haven't fought for liberty, then it's like no big whoop, I guess. Curtis Houck is with us right now. He's the managing editor of Newsbusters, and we're going to be talking about the border crisis here, speaking of which, and TV news airtime. I mean, this is MIA, Curtis. I mean, all this stuff that's going on. You got thousands of people, a good number of Haitians there at the southern border. I mean, this is unbelievable to see the humanitarian crisis on the soil of America.
Well, yeah. Good morning, Bill. I think, the issue here is they've been dragged into the story, and they've really only seemed to have expressed interest in the last couple of days about the border crisis because of this rain, this fake rain story. They're whipping, you know, Hispanic border agents are whipping black Haitians.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand basic horsemanship, Bill. There's English riding saddles in Western. And most people in regular America, people in the flyover country, understand and know what we're talking about here, including probably actually some elites that do, you know, equestrian in the Olympics. They would know the difference between these things. But alas, we don't. Mm-hmm. Our media don't. You know, a lot of them probably just don't know because they've never been on a farm or know how to ride a horse.
Well they don't really care. They don't care to
not
know.
To.
Yeah, they don't care
yeah,
to
they
know.
Don't care to know because they're just so out of touch here. And they're willing to believe whatever it is that they want to see because they hate law enforcement so much. I think that really ties, that's the key here, Bill, that this ties into the media narrative that has such a disdain for law enforcement. You know, and they don't care to realize the basic fact as well that this terrain around the border is pretty tough terrain. You know, it's not just the Rio Grande. It's hilly, you know, even four-wheelers can't get there. You know, when we went into Afghanistan, there's the movie that was just made about people on, you know, special forces on horses because of the terrain.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. Well, the thing is, see, the media narrative that's all being, it's all being manufactured. You're exactly right, Curtis. They're telling us what it is that they want us to know. It's not what we need to know. It's what they want us to know. Because what that does is it keeps the border open. Illegal immigration is allowed to come in. Forget about mask, no mask, vaccination. It doesn't matter. We're going to set that aside because for the greater good of their agenda, which is we've got to pulverize the middle class. So if you deluge the labor force with all this cheap labor that's coming in, people that are underqualified, maltrained, they don't even know the language, and, oh, yeah, throw a little COVID infection along the way. God only knows what kind of spreaders are being put into the interior of our country as people are being shipped out irresponsibly. And, you know, listen to, you know, how Jen Psaki had answered the question from Peter Ducey about any kind of testing of these illegal immigrants at the border. I mean, it was so hollow and empty on its face, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I can't even believe that you want us to buy into that manure.
Right. Well, I was saying to the great Jesse Kelly on the first TV this week that, yeah, like, actually the compassionate response here for the well-being of both the American people and these immigrants, these people that want to cross the border, is to have a secure border.
Yes.
Because for health purposes, you put these people in these squalid conditions, and not just COVID, you're going to get all kinds of diseases, you know.
Yeah, we got measles. We got measles like showing up. Yeah, and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right.
So that kind of stuff, having an orderly immigration process protects us, but it also protects them, you know. Oh. So not only diseases, but sex trafficking. We don't want to see that.
Especially.
Either.
Yeah, especially. Yeah.
Yeah. We saw coming into this, just the last point here is we had the study that came out right at the start of this most recent crisis. We didn't try this, but it just ended up happening in March when we had 173,000 border apprehensions. We had about 113 minutes on ABC, CBS, NBC evening shows. Mm-hmm. August, it was almost 209,000 apprehensions, 20.5%. We only had 6.5 minutes. Wow. So that's a difference of 94% coverage. Mm-hmm. Granted, again, they've been giving this a little bit more time, but again, it's through this lens of race that Hispanics are beating up black people. So it's kind of this minority on minority thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of kind of ridiculous. Why do we have to let in Afghans, but why can't we let in all the Haitians? Well, even if you disagree with the volume of Afghan refugees coming in, it's pretty easy to say we kind of wrecked their country, whereas the Haitians have kind of wrecked their own.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, once you start down, you know, that argument, like you said, you've abandoned what effective and win-win type of immigration policies do, and you have kind of negated the individual, you know, the human being that and compassion is out the door. And now we're dealing with it, you know, through a political lens, as you said, and we're in a bucket of gum at this point. And we started having circular arguments over this whole deal. But, you know, meanwhile, people who are infected with COVID are going into the interior. They're spreading the disease irresponsibly, brought to you by the Biden administration. You've got sex trafficking, as you mentioned before. I mean, here's, you know, of all things, the hashtag Democratic Party, you know, for women's rights. You know, where are they? I mean, they're like, they're as quiet as crickets here in trying to protect these young girls.
Of pregnant women.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, no. And the thing is, like I keep telling people, Curtis, and, you know, being Hispanic, I mean, I get the culture. I mean, I know it. I you know, this is what I grew up with. And I couldn't imagine my father giving my sister birth control pills as she was going to go on a several hundred mile trek to the U.S. border, the home of the free and the brave and the land of liberty. And give my sister some birth control pills, with the caveat that, you know, when she says, well, what are these? And he said, well, these are birth control pills so you don't get pregnant. Well, I'm not having sex. Well, you are going to have sex. Like it or not, you're going to get attacked. And so you need to protect yourself that you don't get pregnant.
It's unconscionable. It's unconscionable. Yeah. And so the idea, and again, this just goes to the one of the more annoying liberal arguments that you and I have dealt with, Bill, in our careers, is the idea that conservatives, constitutionalists, that we're not compassionate people. It's just not true.
Well, their policies and their actions are incompassionate. That's what we're seeing, you know, time and again. And they don't want to look about that. And you can't have a reasonable conversation because they're so ideologically fixed and they're siloed, Curtis, with other like-minded people that they have no capacity to look outside of their own ideology to even give you an evaluation. Well, is it working or not working? You know, they can't answer that question.
Yeah, the pictures don't lie.
Quite revealing. But you say pictures don't lie, and boy, we could use some more pictures, you know, from TV. And if they gave us something more objective as opposed to something that is subjective, that, you know, promotes their own agenda, right? God forbid that we would have an independent media.
Ah.
we could dream, right, Curtis?
Yeah.
He is the managing editor of Newsbusters, Curtis Houck. Curtis, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks.
Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Well, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats who are, you know, at it again, trying to use a procedural trick to bypass Senate filibuster rules. And, of course, you know, when we talk about the Senate, we're talking Chuck Schumer as well. I mean, this is quite the cabal. They wanted to pass amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. That was all in, you know, part and parcel in that $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation, or the proposal, supposedly soft infrastructure, which really is a, you know, it's a, it's just a grab of the people's money in order to pay off political, you know, political debts and to buy votes. That's really what it all comes down to, if the truth be known. And William Gein, who was on with us, you know, a couple of weeks prior, sounding the alarm. William, of course, with the Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, sounded the alarm against this Democratic plan. And William, it worked, huh? People responded. Yay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, what worked was Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough did the right thing and stated the obvious. But still, we were sort of shocked. I mean, we really thought we were boned there. I mean, she used to be an immigration attorney, and telling Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, and Nancy Pelosi they can't have what they want is a very dangerous thing to do.
Right.
But she came out and ruled that their attempt to stick the amnesty for millions of illegal aliens into a reconciliation budget bill clearly violated the Senate rules. Now, if you want to take a moment to send her a thank you note or a note of support, that would probably be a really good idea, because the woman is under immense pressure at this point.
Exactly.
They may fire her. They may pass, they may change the rules where they don't have to listen to her. They say that they're about to reapproach her and give her another chance to do what they want. And it's strange, because reading an article by John Bender at Breitbart, if I understand this correctly, they want to propose a reconciliation vote, which is 50 votes. They can barely get the 50 votes they need to pass something. They can't get the 60 votes needed to pass the filibuster. And the filibuster is there, folks, to prevent any faction or party from taking a very narrow control of a body like what we see right now and doing massive radical things to the country. That's why the rule's there. That's why the Democrats want to get past it and get this nation-destroying amnesty through. But if I understand their plan B, they want to change the date of allowance for certain illegal aliens that was in the 1986 Reagan amnesty. There was a date set in there about illegals that had come before 1972, got some type of special option.
Right.
And they want to change that to 2010 to include all the illegal aliens under 2010. They want to go back and change the Reagan amnesty date to include illegal aliens up until 2010, and that's their next charge. So first things first, we need people sending notes of thanks and support to Senate Parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough. Her email is elizabeth_mcdonough@sec.senate.gov. It's in our announcement section at alipac.us. That's alipac.us. Drop by alipac.us announcement. Send Elizabeth McDonough a thank you note. But beyond that, there are four Democratic senators we're currently targeting. We need help with calls today and tomorrow to four Democratic senators who are up for re-election in 2022 in swing districts. Now, there's 14 Democratic senators up for re-election in 2022, but many of them are in states like California and Oregon where we don't have much of a chance at all.
You don't have enough ballot harvesting taking place in those areas to make any difference there. So that's true.
Well, illegal aliens and non-citizens are not voting for Republicans, so states of Oregon and California pretty much are not accessible to us. But there are four Democrats and four swing states who are most likely to respond to your calls. If you're willing to make these four calls and basically say that you oppose the senator's efforts to give amnesty to illegal immigrants, and you further oppose it for them trying to give amnesty through scamnesty or by breaking the Senate rules. We have a clear ruling now by the Senate parliamentarian last Sunday night that they're trying to break the rules. So
yes,
confronting these four senators, and these four senators are Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, Senator Catherine Masto of Nevada, and Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia. These are four vulnerable, influenceable Democratic senators that we list the phone numbers for in our announcement section, and that we're sending out to our alerts today and posting on all of our shadow banned and suppressed social media to get people to call, share, call, and share. Call them once a day and say the same thing. We even have a small script. We're just asking people to call them up and say that, basically that they're calling to make sure that the senator knows that most of the voters in their state oppose amnesty for illegal aliens and even more oppose breaking the Senate rules to help invaders.
Exactly.
So this is a strong message. And, if we can get these four senators, enough calls, these four senators, these are the pressure points that ALIPAC has identified where we're most likely to have some success. And it only takes one of them. If one of these four senators, directly or through a proxy or surrogate, which is quite often how they communicate, because you probably wouldn't want to have to tell Chuck Schumer to his face that you weren't going to play ball.
Right,
but
imagine
what that evil character says behind closed doors. You think you don't like what he says at the podium. But basically, each time they go from plan A, we force them from plan A to plan B, as we've currently done.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go back to the flock and say, hey, is everybody on board for plan B? And all it takes is one staffer to tell Senator Schumer, hey, my senator, Raphael Warnock is really uncomfortable about this new plan and really wants to do some polling back home before taking any further steps, and the whole thing starts falling apart. I actually read an article this morning. It was a complete conjecture, but some believe that the Democrats are going to just blame the parliamentarian if they're unable to get the vote or are currently unable to get the vote. They have just enough votes to get this thing through with 50 Democrats voting for it and then Kamala Harris stepping in as the
tiebreaker.
Tie-breaking vote.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't think anybody... Nobody should underestimate the Democrats' ability to stick together on something like
that. Oh, no question. They've been lockstep. The Republicans could learn from the Democrats, and now they stay lockstep. What about Sinema and Manchin on this, William?
We've been pressuring them earlier. Mm-hmm. We've spent time calling them. We may call and work on them again. And we wouldn't, if anybody's already called Warnock, Kelly, Masto, and Hassan, feel free to go ahead and call Manchin and
Sinema from Arizona. Yeah, right.
And Sinema from Arizona. But they're not up for re-election next year, although there are in swing states. And, you know, I think in the case of Senator Manchin, I don't know how liberal he's actually been on certain things, but the Democrats are pretty upset with him right now. He gets to play kingmaker at this particular point. But down the road, Democrats are really probably going to dish out some payback for him. I'd like to see Manchin consider switching over to the Republican Party. Whether that can be facilitated, I don't know. It's just I'm putting it out there for thought and consideration, because in my home state of North Carolina, we have a long tradition of people who were once Democrats and what they call the Solid South changing over to Republican, and once they did that, becoming exceptionally powerful, lifelong Republicans like legendary Senator Jesse Helms, recently departed Congressman Walter Jones. These are folks that all used to be Democrats that transitioned over Republicans and became very powerful as such. So maybe that's possible for Manchin. I'd love for him to do something like that and really, you know, really knock those Democrats down to 49. But right now, we're trying to keep everybody focused on stopping the amnesty plot in D.C. There's so many different things going on, from Afghanistan to the thousands of Haitians that are headed to your neighborhood after Mayorkas of DHS lied and said they were deporting them, the pandemic, the vax mandate. There's so many things to distract people, and we're looking for people out there that are willing to help us focus on stopping this amnesty, getting on those email alerts at alipac.us, going into the announcement section for the alerts you've already missed, and engaging in that activism to stop this. Because if for any reason the Democrats succeed at changing the rules, breaking the rules, firing the parliamentarian, whatever, they're willing, you know, they're willing to hook or crook here.
Yeah, exactly.
If they get an amnesty bill to Joe Biden's desk, the political campaign and elections vote your way out of socialist totalitarianism option for the United States goes out the door.
Perfect. We're all California at this point. William, again, the call to our audience is, look, you know, can you not dedicate, you know, set aside 5-10 minutes a day and make a couple phone calls to save our republic? Is it not worth it, you know, for you, for your family, for your grandkids? I mean, even our great grandkids who are being pummeled with all these taxes down the row. I mean, you know, we keep saying it's taxation without representation. I mean, these Democrats are spending the next generation of Americans, spending their money. You know, there's just something that is just not right on so many levels, just to that point, William.
Well, and I believe as America's only PAC focused against illegal immigration and amnesty, I think we're the only ones that are going after any type of targeted campaign like this right now. Mm-hmm. And unless have you heard of anybody?
No, not at all. That's why I wanted you on, because you needed to have, you know, we needed to give you a voice and let people hear the story to say, you know, because a lot of times people go, gosh, this is so complex and I don't know what to do and everything. So look at, you know, this is why we have William on the show. So they make it so easy. You go to the website and the numbers are right there. It's a no-brainer. And you set aside 5-10 minutes a day. I mean, even if it's only one time a week, God bless you. It's worth it to save this republic, isn't it?
Yeah, or just make these four calls this one
time.
Yeah, so. This is a critical moment, and our time is short on this one. So we hope people drop by alipac.us and at least help with this one push.
Well, without a doubt, William Gein has been our guest, and we're grateful that he's here to sound the alarm once again and, you know, give the proper pushback that is needed right now. He's the president of Americans for Limited Immigration PAC. William, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.